From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Cam Perrin has heard one question over and over. How does a white kid from a Boston suburb become friends with former Negro League baseball players who were generations older? Early in life, he developed an obsession with tracking down forgotten Negro League players that led him to help start an annual players' reunion in Birmingham in 2010. He was just a teenager. Except for a pause for the pandemic last year, it's been going ever since. He has a new book out this week, and he tells me he had an interest in baseball and autographs, but the Negro League was different.
I found the Negro League and all of its rich history, the fact that a large part of what happened in the Negro League was not documented, and there's just so much information out there that has yet to really be put together and found, that's what really drew me in. And over the years, allowed me to become such good friends with many of these former players.
Tell me how this idea of a reunion of Negro League players, how did that develop?
When I was 12, I began writing letters to former players. And within about 6 months or so, I started communicating with some over the phone, over through the mail, via letter, old school way. And there were a lot more players out there still alive than people realized. Most of them had not stayed in touch with their former teammates. So I began kind of putting these players together over the phone. And I got in touch with this guy, Dr. Leighton Revelle, a fellow researcher. We realized, well, you know, there's so many guys out there that are still alive that want to see each other. They want to do something, many of whom, you know, live in the South. Maybe we can, you know, put together a little reunion event of some kind. And Dr. Revelle, who was close with Chef Clayton Sherrard, who's a culinary chef from Birmingham, who was also a bat boy with the Black Barons in the 50s. And they said, you know, maybe we can do an event down here. We have a bunch of former players that we know. And then Cam, you can invite all these players from other states and cities that, you know, you have been corresponding with for the last year or two, and we can put together an event.
This first reunion was in 2010. It was somewhat informal in that you didn't have formal invitations. You were just talking to these guys over the phone. Was there any concern that people wouldn't show up, that it wouldn't come together?
Yeah, I would say there was. We kind of were banking on the fact that there was a lot of players that were still alive in Birmingham, and they would go and they would make up the majority of the attendees. And then I don't think any of us really, actually I did, because, you know, at that point, if someone told me they were going to be somewhere, why would I assume they weren't going to go? Whereas the two of them thought, well, you know, these guys say they're going to be here. Well, they live 10 hours away. Like, are they actually going to come? They're old. Some players might not be in the best of health. How are they going to get there? And everybody that said they were going to come came.
How many did you have at that first reunion?
We had about 30 players that were staying in the hotel. And then we had another 30 or 40 from Birmingham. In the months following, we realized, whoa, like, you know, this event went well. The players loved it. They're telling the guys who didn't come to come next year. And we just realized that this was going to be a thing this day.
There will come a time when there are no more Negro League players alive. I guess, what will that moment mean for you when that happens?
It's going to be a time of just kind of transitioning focus, whether it's just, you know, focusing on the many stories that we were able to capture from the legends while they were still alive, utilizing the museum in Birmingham to remember the legacy and preserve the history of the Negro League, looking at different ways that you can continue to keep the history alive even though the players aren't here.
Cam Perrin is the author of Comeback Season, My Unlikely Story of Friendship with the Greatest Living Negro League Baseball Players. Cam Perrin, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.